Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight for the 1000th episode. And I have nothing special to deliver tonight. The news is really dull. It sucks. I was headed toward maybe titling around this woman who is said to have committed suicide, but I realize I'm not sure. I'm not sure that is true. It's just random websites that normally don't report particularly solid news. I don't know. Is that parody websites? But people have been spreading this, and I'd like to know if it's true, because it's a woman that we've covered here on the show who got caught with a vibrator pleasuring herself on the beach. And a family called the police and like indecent exposure, that kind of stuff. I'm wondering if she truly committed suicide, because I think it would be sad. I think it would be extremely sad if she has died, because it's not dramatic, you know, you have to take the hits in life, and she probably would have become a celebrity, and she could have. I'm sure there are all sorts of guys who would be super happy to pleasure her. Of course, if that's her thing, maybe it's not. Maybe she really likes the beach vibrator mood. She doesn't like men. Dino Legovic sends a super chat. He says, happy 1000, JF. Goaway says, yo, JF, starting an hour early for the 1000th episode. Hell yeah. No, I'm not starting 1 hour early. It's 7 p.m. Eastern time. I don't know. Sometimes there's confusion in November because I think different places of the earth change time zones at different times. And there was also confusion here because I scheduled it. When you update a video, Odyssey automatically adds 1 hour to the timestamp for starting. I think it's ridiculous. I think Odyssey should not change the time automatically. It should just leave whatever time has been scheduled. But because I made a little change to the thumbnail, Odyssey pushed it by 1 hour into the future. So that was an error. Yeah, so I don't think she should have committed suicide if it's true that she did. So yeah, I thought maybe since the news is dull, I can talk to you guys. And we can talk about what has been happening in the year, what has been happening in those last 1,000 episodes. 1,000 episodes, that would be approximately 3 years, 3 years of my life doing JFG Tonight. There has been various events in these 3 years. 3 years brings us back to 2020. And so it brings us back to the buying of this land with Mama JF. Life has been hectic. I've been traveling. I've been moving. And moving the studio here to this new place. And then what? Then there was life with Mama JF. Family life with her. During this time, censorship was in full swing. We were pursued, free thinkers of the public space. We were excluded from Twitter, excluded from YouTube. And eventually Elon came back, and that was in November 2022. So it's been a year. It's been a year that Elon has come back and has fixed Twitter. I'm having difficulty refreshing the chat. I think that I induced a bug in Odyssey by trying to change the time at the last minute. Let's see if I can refresh my page, maybe. I have to kind of refresh to see you guys' chat. I think it's not super practical. Dino Legovic says, I've been sober for 3 years. Oh, so you've been spending all this time... you've been spending all this time being sober, these 1,000 episodes. Yeah, it sucks. I have to refresh every time so that I can see the freshest chats. Here I see that new guy has said test, but I had to refresh to see that test. Let's say if I type in the chat, hello, That sucks, really, and it's a bug of Odyssey because okay, now it's refreshing. Dino Rogovic says, discovered JF when I stopped drinking in 2020. Well, I'm happy to have been parallel to a positive change in your life. Yeah, so we were affected by censorship, and it wasn't clear to me then whether I would find a way to live from the internet. But it turned out super good, and since Elon has come back, all that I needed was some degree of exposure on Twitter, and since then, it's been financially viable just to sell books and have some exposure that bring people's eyes to the book and to the show. And I've been super happy about this. And I would say that one of the big changes of the public space that I haven't been expecting throughout these years is there was truly an awakening on the question of Israel. It came faster and stronger than I believed. And all it took really was Elon to reallow. I mean, I knew that this awakening was there in a certain subsection of the next generation, because you could go to Gab and see people who would be very much aware of the questions about Israeli influence in the U.S. But Elon really made it happen mainstream. He created a context where this is now trending. Every time I connect to X, I see some coverage that is pro-Palestine, that is anti-Israel. Some of it is exaggerated, but just the fact that it's out there and that it exists is already a very strong change from 6 years ago, where it was totally shut down, totally under control of the censors. New guy says, Len Dalt, you have a source on that, my friend. What did Len Dalt say? I don't know. I don't see. Maybe I missed a part of the chat while it wasn't refreshing. All right. So Netanyahu and Elon Musk meeting. Yeah, Elon Musk always delivers a bad news for every good news that he delivers. You know, he has some awakening. He has some statements that seem to be in line against Israel. And then he has some statements that are totally kneeling to Israel. And he had to make this whole trip where he was shown by Benjamin Netanyahu these cradles of babies with bullets in them, the whole museum tour of horrors. It's kind of ridiculous. Like, I think we can get a better feel for this conflict through proper media filtering and understanding, rather than be seeing the actual cradle, because the freaking cradle, you never know if someone made it up. You never know if the bullets found themselves deposited by other soldiers. You never know to what degree it's made up. Whereas, at least in a video, in live video, you see events that couldn't be made up. At least in the current level of AI science. You know, I know that at some point, maybe AI will be capable of making everything up. But still, there are some real footage that we get from the Israeli conflict that shows realities that cannot be captured by this little trip that Elon did. And so it was a very political trip and kind of a way for Elon to put himself again in line with the American war machine. I remember there was a time where he asked to one of his aides, "How did I end up in this war?" And he was talking about the Ukraine war. How the heck did I end up being involved in this? Well, Elon, you keep putting yourself at the middle of all this. When you give your satellites, your Starlink service to Ukrainians, you are serving purposes of war. When you hang out with Benjamin Netanyahu, you are serving, at least at the very least, a propagandist role in the war, and perhaps maybe even a a furniture, a service delivery role for a nation at war. And so I really dislike these cognitive humiliation trips, and Elon, for some reason, puts himself again at the middle of it. Frederick Corvinus says the Jews have boycotted X, so now Elon has to bow before them. Yeah, that is what's a problem. You know, as long as you keep kneeling, they will keep doing it. You have to go through it and say, you can't affect me. That is the only way to protect and preserve your liberty in life. If you show them any sign of weakness, they'll be like, oh, well, we have won something here. We got something from him. So we're going to do it again in 6 months. They will keep doing it until you say, I don't give a shit. Like he says, Netanyahu and Elon Musk met and Bibi labeled Hamas Nazis and a death cult, while Musk supported these statements and warned of the protest in favor of Palestine, saying they're in favor of Hamas. How is Israel not a death cult? Everything that the Hamas people have done to Israelis, the Israelis have done it, but generally at a multiple, like 3 times more, 4 times more, 5 times more in terms of civilian casualties, in terms of babies burned, in terms of whatever is the count you want to take. I think that Israel has done more of it. I don't know of a single variable that Hamas has done more. Unless, of course, you use the biased labels of terrorism. Israel has done zero terrorism. Hamas has done a lot of terrorism. That's the only way at which they get to these conclusions, that Hamas is a death cult. Well, what about the IDF, Bibi? What about the IDF? Chuck Garrity says, we are at a point where it's undeniable. Yeah, and to have a great mind like Elon stand in front of these statements, like you stand in front of propaganda, you inherit of a moral responsibility to intervene, to stop it, to call it out at the minimal level of your capacities. But Elon, you know, just serves happy servant of the whole war machine of propaganda of Bibi Netanyahu.
Last night, some of them returned home. Not home yet, but they returned to Israel. Most of them were kidnapped from the houses over here.
Is when the terrorists infiltrated into the kibbutz itself. This is the house of Bilhavich.
On his way back, he noticed several terrorists that were right over here.
It's a symbol in the kibbutz. You have kids inside, the mothers and the fathers running around with it, but it's holding shells.
A cradle with shells. It's like, okay, but the shells, you know, I suppose you move the cradle at some point. I suppose that the shells would have fallen. Have you just left the shells there, or have you deposited them back into the cradle?
Specifically of the Negev. That was used, you remember, to protect the people.
That's okay. DK Shadow says, unfired cartridges. I don't think that's the case. I think they are fired cartridges, but it's like, who put them there? Was there a Hamas operative from the top of the cradle shooting? Was that cradle in the backyard like this? We don't get the context in which, how do you end up with empty shells in a cradle? Is that related to the death of a baby or not? Because I don't know. Rodi Lassid says, how come there was no mention about the IDF Apache helicopters that opened fire on the partygoers too? Machine gun sabotage were found from the shopper. Did Elon ask about this? Certainly not. It was not the kind of trip to be challenging the statements here. And I mean, if I was Elon, I wouldn't want to be making any problem. His life is pretty much dependent on a bunch of Israeli intelligence agents and people who are around Bibi Netanyahu. I mean, he's put himself at heavy risk there. There's a guy with a gun like 1 foot from Elon. He could have turned and killed Elon right there.
Is that they were murdered, especially in the
inside them, in order to breach doors or windows.
And this is the insignia of the unit, yes, sir.
There were dozens of
We don't get to understand even what we're looking at. Is some of this damage seems to be building oriented. Has this been caused by Hamas or caused by the intervention of the Israeli army? Has part of this been caused by explosives? Did these explosives come from helicopters? Or did the Hamas operatives carry explosives? Because we see building damage. The kind of building damage you wouldn't see from just Kalashnikovs or any sort of automatic or semi-automatic weapon. Frog Eyes says, very compelling evidence, scenes of a war zone. It's got to be all Hamas handiwork. Yeah, that's what I wonder. You know, when there's a conflict happening at a place, it's not necessarily the acts of the operatives that will destroy the local place. It could be the other side. Stone Dust Bear says, Game of Thrones theme in the background, a sign perhaps. Yeah, there's a interesting piano music that was added to this to give it a Holocaust type of artistic tint. I don't know, special choice for a current event journalism. The Spectator Index says, breaking, Hamas official invites Elon Musk to Gaza to see the scale of the massacres and the crimes committed against our people. So there you go, Elon Musk has an opportunity to do the right thing and to show a balanced view. Elon had told himself that he was encouraging citizen journalism and people going at covering events on their own, and he had gone to the border. I think it would be awesome for Elon to at least neutralize the propaganda that he's already done on the Israeli side, to do it onto the Hamas side, because I'm sure that Hamas can show themselves to be kind to Elon and protective of Elon in the same way the Israeli government did. I'm sure that's feasible. one moment. Ayan says, I can totally imagine Elon getting smoked by the Israelis by accident if he does that. Yeah, you know, we've seen celebrities and politicians go to Ukraine, and sometimes when it's someone that I hated, I found myself dreaming that maybe some Russian bomb will just drop there. And honestly, it's not been happening. It seems that they are always selecting a very safe location. You never end up seeing, a celebrity being killed right in front of camera on a war zone. Perhaps there is an art of choosing the right place, and it's always a very secret place. Open Borders for Israel says, happy 1000th episode, JF. Thank you. Thank you. Go Away says, JF, this is 5D chess from Elon. He is undercutting the left-leaning Jewish interest groups like the ADL and Media Matters by reaching out to the Israelis who are desperate for good PR. American Jewish cries of anti-Semitism from Elon look weak as fuck when Bibi is shaking his hand. Maybe it's a play on this because there is a liberal-leaning leftist Jewry in America that really hates Bibi, and they consider Israel to be this ethno-state. Now, White has sent the biggest super chat in my career. Wow. Because I think the biggest super chat in my career up to now was $800. White has sent $1,000. I didn't even know you could do that. But I know that White has been an awesome, generous viewer of this show. And there he is saying, hey, JF, congrats on 1K episodes of JFG Tonight. Now to rename your show and do another 1,000 episodes. Yeah, I mean, it's true that in the tradition of the public space, I stopped the public space around episode 920, so I never got to 1,000. That is too bad. And yeah, one wonders if the 1,000 numbering will be annoying enough, and perhaps I'd want to change the name of the show. But I don't see the need for it now. I think it's fun. The 1,000 number line is kind of interesting. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004. It feels like all new numbers. It feels like a fresh start in and of itself. Thank you so much, White, for your support across the years. You've been a massive reason why this show is viable, thanks to your great generosity. Rudy Lacid says, White, thanks, man. You really help JF continue doing his show. You help us all when you help support so much. Exactly. I think that the people who should be the most thankful for White is probably all of you who are benefiting from the fact that I can continue expressing my thoughts without you paying much. Just like Stefan Moliner, you know. $1? You pay me $1 for philosophy of quality? Who do you think I am? I'm a great philosopher. $1? How can you pay me $1? Hollywood won't make a movie. The Daily Wire people are kind of cringe in their artistic production. Look, I'm all for creating art that will be right-wing and that will explore themes from a right-wing perspective, but one thing that I really hate about the right-wing and about Christianity and about the Republicans is I hate moralism. I freaking hate moralism. And when the Daily Wire does their movies, it's always hyper moral. It's like, here's the moral of the story laid out in your face, just in case you don't understand it. Here, I'm going to illustrate it in 1,000 different ways. And it's like the leftists, at least they have one thing that I can agree with the leftist on is this subtle cultural creation. They introduce their mentality into their films, but it's not put in your face. It's artistically integrated, and you can kind of enjoy the film whether you're a leftist or a right-winger. But this kind of thing that the Daily Wire produces, I don't know that I want to watch this.
In a world where women's sports is being transformed. The Daily Wire calls foul with the most triggering comedy of the year.
Guys, this is serious.
Oh my God, and the montage of this trailer is like 5 years behind. Kind of, it's like a Hollywood movie would be in terms of a trailer, but like maybe 5 or 10 years ago.
Sports can be your pathway to a better life.
Well, like yours?
Please don't steal my catalytic converter again. Winning matters.
And the idea of seeing people who are journalists / commentators on the public space, and now they are actors in that movie. There's even Matt Walsh.
It's the key ingredient in becoming a winner.
Maybe you should try it sometime. Are you gonna move?
I am not.
Oh, the disposable male being tased. I don't know. Is that right wing? Well, okay, he's getting tased by a left wing person with Stop Trans Genocide apparels here. You are safe with me, LGBT flags and stuff.
Let's cut to the chase. I know you're not a woman.
Hey, you don't know how he identifies.
If you can beat them.
What do you know about the US Opens for the Global Games?
You want us to compete as women. $5,000 prizes.
My lover says you were a great coach back in the day.
Look, this is cringe. This is Matt Walsh being an actor.
$1,000 prizes.
My lover says you were great.
And he's playing a hippie with an LGBT flag with a lover. Is that a male lover?
Great coach back in the day.
Join.
This is the way the world is now. My 8-year-old daughter told me all about it.
So a guy can become a girl with no physical changes at all.
Oh, that's called gender fluid.
So I can be a woman on the court and a man in the bedroom. I can't believe it.
Nice.
You mean when you're sleeping?
Yes.
Coach?
Alex.
We could play basketball.
We'd have to get the whole team back together.
It's time.
We're in.
I'm in.
To play.
Lady Baldur's.
Man up.
Like a girl.
Guess what? I'm with her.
Believe in my truth. This is my truth.
From heroes.
Day one of being a girl athlete.
I love being a girl.
To sheroes.
We could dominate every woman's sport. Running. Swimming. Soccer.
I said DK Shadow says this movie isn't meant for people like us. I mean, it's the premise is way is just too obvious, too painful, too much. But I guess that they're just trying to represent reality, and in a way you have to grant it to the Daily Wire. 2023 is also too much and is also cartoonish. So they're trying to cartoon the cartooning. They're trying to mock modernity. And perhaps that's the level of mockery you need to reach for it to even be close to funny.
Sport, Felix! It's ladies basketball, boys. Nobody watches. Excuse me. Are these seats open?
Are you kidding me? Ted Cruz is in this movie.
Never mind.
Getting dunks. And tucking trunks.
You know she didn't.
Okay, that is funny. That is funny. I have to grant it. The whole strategy of showing the dick in women's sports. Okay. Kind of. I had actually just seen 1 minute of this trailer. It does get funny. Okay, I don't know that I can watch this movie. It seems too ridiculous. But the idea of having a female contestant in sports having their dick shown. Now, Valette points out it's a black dick joke. What I saw it as was not a black dick joke. I thought it was a female dick joke, and that would be kind of funny. But I don't know. Well, I guess we'll have to see the movie to determine what is the nature of the joke. Is there a racial undertone to it? Tower of Bones says, "Congrats, JF. Great show as usual. Thanks for always delivering the highest quality of content." AN has suggested an idea that may become a reality. AN has said, "JF, you should make a movie. I will work for you for free." What I've been exploring in the last few days, I've heard about, at least, I've not been exploring seriously, but I've heard about the fact that AI is becoming so good that you can, at this point, type scenes and you can kind of draw some cartoon-like performance that can be put eventually together into as a movie. Now, the AI illustrations like this are really not natural, so like the eyes are kind of fucked up. But there may be a time at which AI technology gets improved and where you can just type a scene in and the AI produces it as a kind of virtual product and it looks realistic. If that is the case, I would love to make a movie. I would love to script a movie. And the only thing I don't like about making a movie is the idea of hiring actors and all this stuff. That really sucks. The dirty doing of the movie is super complex. But if we can have AI-based, entire AI-generated movies, then I would have all of the fun in writing the script. That would be quite amazing. That would be interesting to me. NHS slammed for recording gender identity of newborn babies. The National Health Service in the UK has come under scrutiny after it rolled out a new $450 million IT system that only allows midwives to register the gender identity of newborn babies rather than their biological sex. Yeah, it's like they have a big issue with the reality of sex. Because no matter what story you want to make about the psychology and the sense of identity, it remains the case that a baby, a newborn, in fact, a single-cell zygote has a sex. And they have chromosomes, and if it's XY, they're going to have a penis. If it's XX, they're going to have a vagina. And so now they are just putting it aside. They are pushing aside the term biological sex and trying to bring forth gender identity. But we all know that the newborn doesn't have much of a psychological construct of gender identity. But it certainly has a sex that would be super easy for any leftist to know and see. Charlie Munger, dead at 99. Berkshire Hathaway Inc. reported on Tuesday that Charlie Munger has died at the age of 99. Okay, I don't know much about this guy. I know he always speaks business. I know he's been speaking publicly very often. I know that he's pointed to as a very rich guy who was managing and friend with Warren Buffett. Berkshire Hathaway could not have been built to its present status without Charlie's inspiration. He dies in a hospital and would have been 100 year old on January 1st. Buffett and Munger met in 1959. Munger had also lost his son at the age of 9 to leukemia. All right. So, Chef Marv says Munger hated BTC. Oh, okay, I didn't know. I've seen his face and I've seen clips of him talking, but I didn't know much about the guy. I wasn't ever interested about what he had to say. Munger died hearing it first on JF's show. Well, thank God, you know, you still learn new things coming to JFG tonight because that's supposed to be a news show. Mini-Me Soros gets community noted into oblivion over crime stats. They call him Mini-Me Soros because that's Alex Soros. Where are murder rates actually higher? Not in progressive cities. And the community notes on his post is the five cities with the highest murder rates and their mayors are St. Louis, Democrat, Baltimore, Democrat, New Orleans, Democrat, Detroit, Democrat, Cleveland, Ohio, Democrat. Yeah, so... the leftists, sometimes they just have a wrong idea. And you can see it on Twitter. It comes out. That was just wrong. It is true that blue cities are the places where murder happened. We've been knowing this forever. We've been talking about it forever. Now, you can ask all sorts of questions. Is it the fact that the city is democratic that's causing the murder? Or is the type of city that would attract criminals happens to be leftist? Or is it just so that criminals tend to vote left? Or is it just so that Democrat policies being more subject to bigger state services and more state involvement means more corruption and the criminals like corruption? All of these mechanisms could be true all at the same time, but we know for sure that at the end, crime and Democrat cities go together. And in fact, there is a racial effect here. There is definitely a racial effect underlying at least a part of this relationship, which is that these big cities have high populations of black people. That is one of the major reasons of the links between leftism and crime. You could have you can have states that are very Democrat, like Vermont, and where that are very white also. So it's white liberals there, and they don't end up with these levels of crime. These levels of crimes are endemic to black populated Democrat dense large cities. That is what's happening. The rabbit hole says blue counties. Let me redo this one. Blue counties tend to have higher homicide rates relative to red counties. Rather than denying this and letting people in these counties suffer, maybe the Soros family can try being honest about crime for once. Well, no, the Soros family... I think they're more into making sure that prosecutors gain power so that criminals don't find themselves in jail. Soros-linked progressive prosecutors. Andrew Warren, removed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Marilyn Mosby, Baltimore, defeated in Democratic primary. Chesa Boudin, recalled by San Francisco voters. So these far-left prosecutors, some of them are getting kicked out of their place because people get tired of crime. Inchfoot sends $10. He says, bon anniversaire, JF. Thank you. Thank you very much. You guys are so generous tonight as part of our 1,000th episode. And honestly, you know, maybe it's not selling me properly, But honestly, I have no plan for the future for this show other than just continuing the delivery of what I think, what's on my mind, and what I care about every night, whatever that is. So I don't have a big adventure to bring you guys toward. I'm not looking for, you know, outdoing my past media exposure campaigns. So in a way, what I want to tell you is the show will be dull. The show will be dull going forward, just like it's been dull for years, in the sense that I'm not here to bring guests. It's not in my intent. I'm not going to be premiering news. So we're just going to keep talking about what I have on my mind, and eventually I'm going to die. That's my plan for JFG tonight going forward. maybe there will be, you know, things like the Mama JF events. Those are the kind of thing that have happened in my life that I couldn't control, and it was kind of hilarious to see the craziness out there. But I can't cause these events. In fact, if I could have avoided this happening at all, I would have preferred this. So maybe there will be unfoldings of special events in my life. But other than this, what I expect is basic news commentary and deep analysis when there's a good movie that comes out, or a movie that's disappointing, or a very important thing that requires an hour-long or two-hour-long analysis. I'll be happy to do that also. But that's pretty much it. There's not going to be a very special thing happening. Nicholas Petris says, good, screw hype beasting. Yeah, and anyways, you know, the age of the internet of hype will have to end. So it's not like it's... There was a time on the internet where you would create hype on all sorts of things. There would be campaigns, there would be kind of a mass of people wanting something to happen and making it happen in the virtual world. But this age is gone because anyways, it was going to be parasitized. It was going to be parasitized by all these people, all these creators who are misleading you. Like, I want to talk to you about a new token that is super interesting. And it's like they all want to guide you towards something they have to sell or some spam click that they want to bring you through. And I won't ever have any of this. And even this whole tradition of being that deceptive for creators will have to go eventually. Or creators being bought by certain political stables, you know, to take a certain stance. Being paid to take a certain stance, all of this will eventually crumble toward the lack of demand for it and the fact that people become resistant and resilient at these spam strategies. James says, JF's new marketing strategy is to become an anti-marketing hipster show. I'm on to you, JF. Well, yeah, I guess you could say that's my strategy. James, people were telling me that... that you were a big fan of Napoleon and the French Revolution, and so have you watched my Napoleon commentary? Did I respect your autism around history? Were you satisfied as an historian viewer of the show? I hope you were. I'm happy to see you here. Valet says, I actually want to super chat now, but I can't. I can't because my new credit card is in the mail and Odyssey only takes credit card. Laughing my ass off. Shalom to everyone tonight and Mazel Tov. Well, lots of Jewish terms in there, but don't worry. You can super chat later. That's totally fine. And White sends on top of his already 1K donation. He sends $101. He says, Jeff, I think your show has been anything but dull this last year. Keep up the great work. You must think it's dull, though. You forgot that back in episode 771, I donated $101 and then $1,000. So you've been so bored, you forgot a previous $1,000 donation. Yes, that is true. That is true. I now remember it. But isn't it the case that you couldn't do $1,000 or something like this? Isn't it the case that, or you had you played and tried to do 1,001, or maybe you tried 999, or was it 1,000 precisely? Okay, now I remember that you did give 1,000. So you were already the biggest super chat in my life, but now you're just one more biggest super chat in my life. Vedet says, I've been watching JF on and off since the YouTube and Drunken Peasants Day. Not many people can continue to speak on so many issues for that long. Yeah, most people will disappear about at one or two waves of fame, really. Most people who are known for anything will be known for one thing. Now, when you consider all of the bullshit out there about me, it's kind of incredible, but what am I known for? Why am I an e-celeb? Am I an e-celeb for streaming? Am I an e-celeb because I have a Twitter account? What is the thing that has built my Twitter account? Is it the fact that I was a neuroscientist? The fact that I covered news? Is it the revolutionary phenotype? Most people generally don't make it through various cycles of mini fame. Most people, they get known for one viral event, and then it's all extremely down in kind of orders of magnitude multiples. I'm kind of riding multiple waves in multiple directions. It's kind of, yeah, the debating also. You know, I debate a lot of subjects. I can debate science, atheism, sometimes Israel, that kind of stuff. Master Slave says, Jeff is the incel that got laid. Yes, that is a fair autobiographic description of mine. White says, I couldn't do 1,000 and one. Okay, so yes, it seems that So the limit would be 1,000. That is the Odyssey limit. White can confirm. That is interesting. Silver Spider says, hey, Jeff, I was talking to a Jewish conservative coworker, who wants his kids to grow up with diversity, but not Muslims. Ah, yeah, that is so amazing. That is so amazing. It's like, okay, you like diversity, but you really only like dilution. That's what you like. And you just have the impression that anything else but Muslims is going to dilute the white and Muslim majorities. But you really don't like diversity. When they like diversity but not Muslims, it means they are totally aware that another flank of humanity is in a competitive and perhaps aggressive race for existence against them. But that is true of all groups. That is true of everything that exists. And so if you have this special bigotry for Muslims, it really is because the Muslims, you are afraid of them. You are afraid that they have the tricks to beat you. And you're convinced that the other diversities that you favor don't have what it takes to outcompete you. He says, I said he is more likely to be affected negatively by other groups in that diversity than Muslims. After I said I'm part Jewish, and he just stopped talking and changed the topic. Yeah, that's interesting. You know, because if you have a bunch of if you were in a Muslim majority nation, crime is very low. So they have their they have their repression of crime mechanisms. If you are scared about terrorism or about the potential impacts of radical Islam, it's certainly the case that you're more likely to actually be killed by a black gun-wielding murderer than you are at being killed by an Islamic terrorist. That is a statistical certainty. And it's good of you to have brought it to him. But generally, these people are not rational. The people who have this inner bigotry against Muslims, they won't hear the argument. They won't hear your statistics. It's just inside their heart. They are truly hateful. And there's nothing you can do about it. Michael Schellenberger says he is publishing the CTIL files. So basically like the Twitter files, but for US and UK military contractors. They created sweeping plan for global censorship in 2018, according to new documents. A whistleblower makes troves of new documents available to public showing the birth of the censorship industrial complex in reaction to Brexit and the Trump election in 2016. Well, it's good that it's getting investigated, but we felt it, you know, we felt the brunt of the rise of censorship back in those days. That is, I was a big YouTuber with a big YouTube channel before. And they totally ruined commentary, free commentary, and dissident commentary on YouTube. They made it impossible. Stuart Passmore says, is this a white nationalist channel? Well, ask yourself this. Why do you want to know this? Did you ever ask that question to another race? Did you ever ask that question to someone who wasn't white? Did you ever enter an Asian a channel hosted by an Asian person and asked on the regular chat, is this an Asian supremacist channel? I'd like to know. I'd like to know, Stuart Passmore. What motivates you to ask this question? And what does it tell me about you, you think, that you would ask this question because I'm white, but you would never ask it if I happen to be Asian or black or Jewish? Have you ever went on a channel hosted by a Jewish person and asked, wait, and let's say maybe the person had an Israeli flag in the back of the studio. And would you enter that kind of channel and say, hey, wait, is this a Jewish supremacy channel? Is this a Jewish nationalist channel? Have you ever entered in the channel of an Israeli content creator and said, wait a minute, before I enter, I'd like to know, is this a Jewish nationalist channel? Are you for the Jewish nation of Israel? Go Away says, I'm croissant and I love JFG tonight. See, I have a croissant friend. I'm not racist. New NASA and weather experts have alerted that a solar storm can hit the Earth on November 30, causing blackout of radio and GPS signals. I'm going to be careful because last time they predicted a solar storm, I worked on the greenhouse and I was outside and I think I got hit straight by this solar storm. I think it really, that's the time at which I I had kind of a heat stroke, maybe. What was it? I think there was something like this. And I kind of was at the border of losing consciousness. So be careful on November 30. Nardo Wicks, bodyguards sent a fan to the hospital with a concussion and brain bleeding after he asked for a picture. Yeah, okay, that's a description that would lead you to believe that it's just a fan getting hit by bodyguards, but I see race here. I see a white guy being attacked by a group of black bodyguards. Why do they keep hitting on unconscious people? The guy was clearly out of it. Why do they keep hitting? He was standing and unconscious, and they hit him even harder so that he falls on the ground.
Where do you go?
But this guy just wanted an autograph. He wanted a signature from someone he likes. You can more politely ask him to leave. He's white. He's probably not going to fight back. So you just say, hey, white person, please step back. And most white people will just withdraw and, you know, they won't annoy you. But yeah, I mean, for the white people, it's just not safe in the city. Because the fighting etiquette, yeah, fighting etiquette, spindly opinion, I like this term. The fighting etiquette just doesn't exist anymore. So it's like you are putting your life at risk just hanging out in these places. Watch our guru says, Justin, U.S. taxpayers spend $451 billion per year to house and care for illegal migrants. Well, well, well. That would be an amount of money we could do amazing thing if we were to put it back into the pockets of the taxpayers. We have here a woman who's kind of aggressive with the stick. I don't know. Would you smash or pass? This is pretty impressive. It's much better than pole dancing, you know. This, in a way, is more sexy than pole dancing because pole dancing, the pole is immobile. There's nothing impressive being done. And most importantly, it's a woman who's trying to look sexy. Whereas this, the pole is moving in incredible ways, and you can at least see this as relatively hard. I don't know that I could do this with a stick. Go away, says JF. I only date women that could beat me up. She has to have fighting etiquette, though. These random bridges that you do, go away. That is the signature of the trolling of Go Away. Black Tyson, $10. Thank you so much. He says, very soon, AI will be able to teach us how to create super contagious and deadly viruses in our garages for cheap. Lots of people around the world will do it, and humans will be entirely or almost entirely wiped out. If you can come up with a way to prevent this, please let us know. Yeah, so biohacking could be coming. I think that there are severe obstacles. You know, I don't think it's going to be as easy as you present it. But I can totally see biohacking being a possibility and potentially the creation of new viruses, sure. You say, how would I protect against this? There's really no protecting against this other than the very same mechanism of nature that I've already protected all of your ancestors against, all of the viruses that nature could come with, could come up with. And let me tell you, I don't think that human engineering will... See, that was a theme that was touched upon by Brett Weinstein during the whole COVID stuff. And are viruses created in a lab fundamentally different? Are viruses emerging from a form of human engineering or human-guided natural selection fundamentally different than those coming from nature? I think that nature tends to be so much more vicious than the human mind that if there was a virus to be created that's dangerous and that really we don't have an evolution solution to, I tend to think that nature would create it much more likely than humans. Humans, they are deluded in their handling of trade-offs cognitively. Humans are very poor engineers of nature. They are very good engineers of things like bridge, a thing like a road, a thing like a building. Basically, constructs that are thought out from the human mind. But we are very bad at saying, I'm going to make a life form, and that life form will be more this or more that. We are very bad at this. We are good instinctively in that if we select ourselves sexually, we do shape our species in a certain way, but we're not good at doing it explicitly. And we're not good at saying, I'm going to make that mutation and I'm going to put this gene in and it's going to be awesome. Of course, that's what we do when we do GMOs. That's what we do when we say, I'm going to take a fish gene that gives this fish this feature, and I'm going to put it in a plant of corn. And that's what we can do. But we're doing this very painfully with respect to nature. Nature finds these shortcuts, these mutational routes that would never cross our human minds. And I think that if you had given to a human engineer the task of populating the earth, you wouldn't have close to the level of diversity we have from nature. So just a reminder to answer your super chat that it's not because it will come from a human mind that it's going to be better or more dangerous. It might just be more dull, and in fact, there might be more chance for these viruses that are created by the human mind to fail. And ultimately, I'd be more scared about a virus that was farmed in nature than one that was created by humanity in general. Although humans will have these vicious ideas sometimes of putting two ideas of nature together in ways that nature may not have directly seen. Shrigalum Fungus says, thoughts on David Icke. I don't like, I think he's very good at the resistance that he does, and I hope that he's successful at making a resistance against medical fascism and against the kind of forced technologization of our world that is to be totally commended. But because he's not knowledgeable enough on the subject, he does make false claims, and he is attracted to ideas that are just straight out false, like the whole 5G COVID link. At some point, there was also the whole kind of viruses don't exist. What is the term? The exosomes? Is it the exosomes? These little pockets that... it's not exosomes. It's little pockets that are virus-like, but that are released in our bodies. That the people who believe viruses don't exist, they keep bringing this back. I don't remember what's the term for it, but that is instances where David Icke went too far. and believed bullshit. And because he believes bullshit, he significantly impedes on the ability of a proper movement of resistance to develop against medical fascism. Because then you end up being called a conspiracy theorist. And, you know, they're right sometimes. Sometimes he is some kind of a conspiracy theorist who is wrong about what he says. White. We will finish the show with his last super chat, $101. And so he has been giving a total of $1,202 plus one. So that's $1,203 tonight. Thank you so much, White. And he says, JF, the SPLC said your channel is extremist and you were ranked 7th. You showed the chart on your show. 3 paragraphs under the chart is me. Really? White has appeared on this article and I hadn't seen it. Oh, yeah, I had seen it. So there I am, JFG tonight, the 7th most dangerous extremist on the internet, extremist on Odyssey, top earners, and 27 content creators earned at least $1,000 from Odyssey Hyper Chat, a donation. And we have 3 paragraphs below. Uncle Sven's Other Tone stream, an Odyssey channel run by Jesse Dunstan, who goes by Sven online, earned $33,676 from HyperChat. Of this amount, $22,300 came from a single donor who uses the username White on the site. Dunstan is one of the principals of The Right Stuff, a white nationalist podcast network that features blah, 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 blah. Okay. Oh, so White, you went out there and you were generous to Uncle Sven. Very nice of you. Wow. You ended up giving $22,300. To Sven. Well, respect to you, White. You are totally keeping the right wing up on the internet. Frog Eyes says, bless you, White. You are among the most generous benefactors in our circles. Yes, definitely. Well, it's good to see you attaining some status of celebrity at the SPLC. Generally. When the SPLC starts to smear you and cover your life, things only get better from it. Someone was asking me recently, aren't you annoyed at the dirty laundry about your life being out there? And it's like, I have difficulty being annoyed because my life has always come to be better and better. And I've met more beautiful and more beautiful women. And I've had more and more children. And I've had more and more wealth. The more I was smeared on the mainstream media. So it's very hard to be pissed at them, let me tell you. When the SPLC, the ADL go after you, there is a bunch of rewards to be collected. And Papa JF will collect. Thank you.